In Northwest News on KPLU, Governor Jay Inslee says there are legitimate questions about proposed multi-billion-dollar methanol plants in Tacoma and Kalama. He says the plants offer benefits, but their water usage and possible pollution need to be carefully considered. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
These are projects Inslee touted in January of last year at an economic forecast conference in Seattle. At the time, he said he had met with the company, Northwest Innovation Works, which is backed by the Chinese government, to secure their commitment to build the methanol plants in Tacoma and Kalama.
These projects will generate about 250 jobs and over $3 billion, with a B, in direct investment in the state of Washington.
The plants would take natural gas by pipeline and convert it to liquid methanol to ship to China, where it will be used in making plastics. The plants haven't been issued permits yet. They're still in the environmental review process. People in Tacoma have raised a number of concerns, including how much water the plant there will use, about 10 million gallons a day. Inslee told reporters this week that questions about water usage and other concerns are legitimate.
We'll have to make sure there's not deleterious impacts on salmon runs and the needs of other water users. We're going to need to assure people that Puget Sound's not polluted because of any runoff from this plant. Those are questions we're going to have to get answered.
But Inslee says using natural gas to produce methanol is cleaner than using coal, which is the feedstock he says is mostly used in China today. The city of Tacoma will hold two public hearings on the proposed methanol plant next month. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.